I've been hearing the words of Psalm 130 ringing in my ears. Not just now because I just read it, but all the time. It says something about our relationship with God and my relationship with God that I just couldn't put into words before reading what the psalmist wrote. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for mourning. More than those who watch for mourning. This says everything about how I see my side of my relationship with God. There is a longing, a yearning, a hope, and a willingness to wait it out. Those words are, of course, meant to be talking about the chosen of God, waiting for God to come and save them, waiting for the building up of God's people again. And there is an expected end to those times of trial from which God will save the people. Not a specific time, to be sure, but no one believes that the darkness will last forever. The night will end and morning will come. God will come. Sadly, endings are not just for bad things or the rough patches in our lives. Endings come for the good times, the blessed encounters as well. And this is another reason why this passage speaks to me in such a deep and many layered ways. Yes, I long for God with a deep longing of those who long for mourning. And if you've worked a night shift, you get that. But in these words, I am also reassured that with the ending of something comes the beginning of another. A night is over and a new day has just begun. None of this is to say that my time at St. Paul's has been one long night yearning for morning. That's not what it's been. It is to say, though, that together we have seen many endings and many new beginnings. We have walked with one another through some hard nights and celebrated the dawn of some beautiful and spirit-filled mornings. We've argued and we've embraced. We have cried and we have laughed together. And through it all, we have seen God at work in our lives. We have striven to walk in the way of Christ. We've tripped together. We've helped each other up and went right back to the way. And we have, slowly but surely, let the Spirit guide us on the way. And now we've come to another ending. One that will mean our first beginning, our first morning apart for 6 years. But let us see it for what it is. The light of a new day. An opportunity to take what we have done here, grown here together, and expand on it in the weeks, months, and years to come. And let us do so with that deep longing for God, for communion with that Holy Spirit. Let us reach out to our kindred in this world with the expectation that we will hold the hand of Christ. And when you come to the end of something, rather than mourn the loss, celebrate the completion. And then I want you to stop. I want you to take a breath and look around. See the ways that God is beginning again. Let us pray. You, O Christ, are the light in our hearts and on the way. You are the dawn that shatters the morning darkness. We long for you. Come to us now and guide us, we pray, to new beginnings, into a new day. Amen. And now I want to invite us to stand as we seek God's blessing on all the gifts that we have offered throughout my time here and this day. Let us offer the prayer of dedication together. We long for you, O God, and so we offer all that we are to you. We give our time, our talent, our treasure. We give our very selves over to you, longing for unity with the holy. Bless what we give and who we are as we strive to build your kingdom of love and peace in this world. We ask this and all things in the strong name of Christ, our companion on the way. Amen. Please be seated.